one doesn't go to parties, it's fine, but if one goes, it makes no difference. Kalesa have to be known and understood when they appear anyway.
Better to go to a party and have a moment of sati than stay at home and go, I'm not going near those people.
With no sati.
That's such a jump, though, that someone's going to stay at home and say, I'm not going to go near those people. I might stay at home and read a Dharma book.
You lied.
A la DSG.
Excuse me, what's the way to understand one's accumulation?
To understand them is to be aware, to just have awareness.
Or make limit.
Sorry?
Or confine oneself or limit.
You know, if some people don't try to have some limits, who knows what trouble they get themselves into?
Because of the self.
Hmm.
So in order to really understand the accumulations, if one moves this way and there is awareness, one knows already because it's moved already, instead of trying not to move.
See, you were born with somewhat subdued tendencies. Not all of us are born with such a blessing. So in other words, what one doesn't do sometimes is through understanding that this is not going to be helpful. If I pursue this particular path, it's not going to be helpful. So it's a combination of understanding and a little bit of avoiding.
That's why the Buddha himself taught for 45 years from the very beginning to the end. And in order to understand oneself, if there is no awareness, it's impossible because I is there all the time to sit or to think or to do without understanding the conditions for even such thinking. So in order to really understand oneself naturally, so you give way for right awareness to arise instead of trying to control awareness and think that it's right awareness. Actually, it's not. It's only intention. So it's enslaved to lopa at that moment because the I tried not to do this, not to do that. But whether you try, it's not you. Developing the understanding of reality at that moment as nama or rupa, because we cannot stop trying to do something at all because we have tendency to be like that by conditions but not knowing the conditions, taking the condition for me all the time. So it's not wrong to go or not to go, but developing understanding whatever has arisen.
Now that's the thing I see as subtle, because you can go to these places and, okay, with some knowledge that, yeah, sati can arise in these places, but along with that you know that there's drinking and there's smoking and there's lots of frivolous talk and bad language. I know my tendencies and I know I can get caught up in it. And, yeah, to me that's the subtleness, to know and not know.
I think that life can go with understanding, because what she said is what she understood about to go or not to go for herself. So it's not you. Just understand it's not you. It's your tendency, it's your accumulation, it's right thinking at that moment. But what we don't know in this life when there is no understanding of satipatthana is that there is always I who would like to be good person and who would like not to be taken from the other as the bad person. But actually, the understanding of reality is the only thing, the only way that Buddha pointed out that without this way, one is still in the circle of birth and death. No matter you can stop your anger or you are so good that you have no attachment to the sensuous object, you would be born in the Rupa Brahma plane, but still, no understanding of reality as it is. So you can go to whatever realm by conditions, but avijja is there. And it's so difficult to see the attachment by having avijja to the self. Even there is awareness, it's not that the wrong view can be eradicated instantly. It takes time to develop the real understanding, to be honest to oneself, how much one understands reality, which is now appearing. Or we're just thinking about it and have lots of understanding by thinking about it, but not the actual understanding of a reality which arises and falls away. And Buddha taught everything from his understanding, the arising and falling away. we have to consider, for example, it doesn't seem that visible object arises and falls at all. But if it does not arise, how can it is appearing right now? So there's no understanding of its arising and its falling away. Just keep on saying that anatta, not permanent, not self. See? And that is only thinking. But this can be proven. This can be known by right understanding at such level.
I find it interesting with how we perceive things differently. For example, when Azita talked about not going to parties, or not going to these things, which is what I started, she made it sound like something that she wanted to do, but she felt she shouldn't do because it wasn't necessarily useful. But that's not my experience, and even though I brought
but
it up...
those are different jittas.
If completely, but my experience is that I don't want to go. I never wanted to go. I never liked it. But I went because of social obligation. So feeling
different
socially.
Different jittas all the way. Yeah. But not knowing that it's not you. Mm. It's covered up by the idea of self.
And if one has an idea that if one doesn't go or if one goes, there'll be more or less kusala or sati or whatever, it's not right. So it just depends on conditions, whether one goes or not goes.
But we still have to be skillful in the world. Some people may have a tendency to drink a lot of alcohol. You're not going to say to them, well, there's attachment there because you want to stop drinking alcohol. You're going to say, good, if you can stop drinking, that'll be good. You've got to be still logical.
I agree, but I have both tendency, not just one like you. You have tendency not to go anywhere to have Dhamma all the time, but not for me. I have both tendencies to be like that and other things too. Maybe like Kunbeti, I don't know. But I'm so honest because sometimes I like, even I don't go out, I watch TV programs, see? So it's not totally, completely have no attachment at all.
And I think though that you also have to consider the people that you are going to spend your time with, because we always, it is more beneficial to be
people like
yourselves than to be in a situation where you know there's going to be antagonism toward the way that you live or the way that you appear or whatever.
But at the same time, can you have better understanding when the situation changes? Because some people cannot have understanding while they were not ordinary life, when they go out or something like that. But if we know that each moment is conditioned, seeing is conditioned, no matter here, up on the air or down under the water, anywhere, seeing is conditioned. But after seeing, what's there? This is more important. And to understand that no matter here or in the party, right understanding can understand, can begin to understand that visible object is not people or thing at all. This is the beginning of seeing or understanding reality.
But, like, I can go to these places now that I don't drink and use bad language. Whereas before it didn't bother me. I can look and think, oh, that's not good language. But it just seems like a whole lot of mana now. I can sit back and say, oh, I don't do that anymore. Listen to you, you're talking. So it still doesn't seem to be much gusala. It's just a lot of mana, just saying, oh, well, I'm better than you now.
But it's better than taking.
Well, it feels better.
I think and that we better follow the teachings, abstaining from ill deeds and developing kusala, and the last thing is to develop right understanding to purify jittas from akusala, not just only this or that.
It's as if I'm looking at all of this happening and it's still like occasionally I think, oh, what I'm studying is about now. It's always often out there I'm reading about
these conditions.
Or, what do you mean by conditions?
Any moment, each moment is conditioned.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so easy. We spent so much of our life or so many lives thinking that the path away is moving the deck chairs, not going to the party or doing this. But in the end, it just has to come down to what is conditioned right now.
It's really more of just really doing what one wants to do rather than feeling the obligation of the society of what you should do. And also, when you talk about going to functions, Achan, the sort of function you would go to may be very different to the sort of function we may find ourselves into. And if you came to one of the functions we might find ourselves into, you might be saying what we're saying now. But you feel the social obligation. That's
But about being able to understand reality at any place.
That's very similar to the discussion they had a few years ago about whether to be in Las Vegas or to be here or wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are.
Having said all that, I understand, I accept it, all the rest of it, but if you don't have the conditions, if you don't have the accumulations or the tendencies to want to go somewhere that is very bad, a very bad environment, would you still go thinking, oh, well, I can still develop satipatthana?
I have no tendency, so how can I go?
Ah, that's where
I am. Yeah, exactly.
It's again on accumulation and condition. Mm. Can you stop those who go? See?
Well, I have been. This is it. You know, I have been in those situations.
You yourself, you can see your tendency on accumulation. Mm.